now we're going to switch more to the international Ebola experience. Bridget Lindsay Gleason will be presenting geospatial analysis of household spread of Ebola virus in a quarantine village, Sierra Leone, 2014.
Thanks. So Village X is in a rural part of Sierra Leone, and it has a population of 863 people living in 64 households. And in August 2014, Village X had its first Ebola case. And by September, the incidence of Ebola was so high in Village X that a village-wide quarantine was implemented. And we investigated Ebola transmission in this village to evaluate community risk factors. Our objectives were to investigate intra-community and household risk factors for household-to-household Ebola transmission, to assess geospatial risk factors for household Ebola transmission, and to incorporate temporal relationships into the analysis of the geospatial risk factors. So we conducted rubber boot epidemiology for all 64 households in Village X through in-person interviews. We also collected GPS coordinates and matched them to aerial photos from Google Earth. We defined a household as a family's shared living space and a case household as any household with at least one resident who became a suspect, probable, or confirmed case of Ebola during our study period. And using geographic information system software, we calculated distances between households. And we then developed generalized linear mixed models to incorporate repeated measures on households over time. The GLMM allows for analysis of fixed and random effects or mixed effects. And a GLMM with a random intercept is able to account for unmeasured variables. Essentially, it gives each household a different intercept that represents its own baseline propensity for infection. And this EPI curve depicts date of symptom onset for each index case for each case household. And we developed an animation here to demonstrate the interplay of time and space over the course of the outbreak. Households are gray boxes, and they become red at the time that they become a case household. 27 of the 64 households ultimately became infected, giving a household attack rate of 42%. And this large blue circle represents the village-wide quarantine. So the results from the GLMM are depicted here. However, because we rescaled time and distance, they're not easily interpretable. Time did have a positive estimate, which means that as time goes on, the probability of infection increases. The estimate for distance was negative, which means that as distance from a case household increases, the probability of infection decreases. Being farther away is protective. And this wasn't statistically significant, but the interaction term time times distance, which was also negative, meant that as time went on, the distance effect strengthened. And this result was more important to us than distance alone because it represented distance at all points in time during the study. So time and proximity to a case household were associated with increased risk of household acquisition of Ebola, and that interdependence of time and distance really highlights the importance of assessing an outbreak longitudinally because risks change over time. And using the GIS and the GLMM allowed us to simultaneously assess those effects of time and distance. And essentially, because Ebola acts so quickly, public health actions have to be even quicker. One limitation was that using the modeling technique that rescaled the predictors did make them less interpretable. And then also not having a comparison village limited our evaluation of the effectiveness of specific interventions. Based on our results, we recommend increasing capacity for rapid responses and case finding and isolation. And also, because proximity increased the risk of infection, we recommend that educational campaigns target households located near case households, in addition to the community-wide messaging. And lastly, we recommend the use of GIS in more outbreak investigations. We demonstrated it could be feasible even in remote settings with limited resources like VillageX. And I do need to acknowledge all of the people that helped me very much from different groups. So thank you.